out, I know they'll be back and let you know. I was falling apart on the inside. My bear wanted to break free and run after our mate to find out what he could do to fix whatever was wrong. Did my growling scare him? Was he ashamed that his mate was a shifter? Did he already have a lover he preferred? When Edison appeared, he walked right to me and gave me a forced smile.
Riker, perhaps it would be best if we went somewhere private to talk.
What? No. He doesn't want me, does he?
I'm sorry, Riker. Aaron is young, and he's...
My heart broke right then and there. My mate, after finally finding him, didn't want me. I couldn't contain the heart-wrenching bellow that escaped my throat before I took off toward the back of the property. I shifted mid-run, shredding my clothes along the way. By the time I reached the tree line, I was at a full-out run and didn't stop until I was miles away from Moore's house by a small creek. I quickly drank my fill, lay down, and simply gave up. My bear was just as broken-hearted as I was. Our mate, our beautiful mate, didn't want us. What was it about us that he found distasteful? After I lay there for who knows how long, I got up and decided now was as good a time as any to start my trek back to my place. Since I lived in a cabin near the ranger station I worked at, it was several more miles before I smelled my territory. I detected no humans in the area, so when I arrived in my own backyard, I quickly shifted. After retrieving the spare key I had hidden on the back deck, I let myself inside. Looking around, I realized that the happy home I'd made for myself here in Montana would all be a memory. There was no way I'd be able to stay here knowing my mate would be back and wasn't interested. My bear would eventually go insane. After a long hot shower, I put on a pair of sweatpants and went to my home office to write up my request for transfer. It was going to be hell waiting for a new assignment, but it was something both me and my bear would need. After typing up the request, I went to hit send, but my computer froze. Damn thing. Of course it did. Could anything else go wrong today? Really? I decided it was better to just go to bed and try resending the request tomorrow from my work computer. I was momentarily sidetracked by a loud banging on my door that could only be more bad news, and I chose to ignore it. Luckily, whoever was at the door eventually gave up and left. Or so I thought. Just as I was about to climb the stairs, Aaron, my disappearing mate, fell from the middle of the room and landed in a heap right next to me. "Are you okay?" I asked as I went to help him up off the floor.
"Yeah, I've had several re-entries that were worse. Although, if you'd just answered your door, I could have walked in."
"I wasn't aware that it was you on the other side. You want to tell me what you're doing here? I thought you weren't interested in being my mate. You disappeared when I approached you."
"I know, and I'm sorry. Can we maybe talk?"
I noticed Aaron staring at my chest, and it was then that I remembered I hadn't put on a shirt after my shower earlier. Interesting. Perhaps my little mate wasn't quite as disinterested as I first thought. My bear was screaming at me to grab our mate and claim him before he could leave again, and I told him to shut up and have some patience. He huffed and growled at me, but I chose to ignore him. "Yeah, we can talk. How about we go have a seat on the couch? Or would you be more comfortable at the table? Either works for me."
"The couch is fine."
"All right, follow me." I quickly turned and headed to my rarely used den, and after Aaron plopped down on one end of the couch, I took the other. I made sure the entire length of the couch was between us. I didn't want him to feel as if I was crowding him or pressuring him. I just sat there and stared at my beautiful mate, even though he'd all but refused me. I couldn't help it. He was simply stunning, and my bear and I still wanted him. Always would, no matter what happened. He would be it for me for the rest of my life. I looked at Aaron and hoped like hell he didn't reject me a second time.